Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the RSWM Limited Q3 and 9 months FY23 earnings conference call. We have with us today from the management Mr. Avinash Bhargava, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Surendra Gupta, VP Legal and Company Secretary. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to take this opportunity to remind everyone about the disclaimer related to this conference. Today's discussions may be forward-looking in nature based on the management's current beliefs and expectations. It must be viewed in conjunction with the risks that our business faces that could cause our future results, performance, or achievements to differ significantly from what may be expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Avinash Bhargava for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for taking the time to join us for our Q3 9 months financial year 23 earning call. I understand that the results were declared yesterday, and I hope that each and every one of you had the opportunity to thoroughly review them. As we proceed with this discussion, I would like to bring your attention to the investor presentation that we will be referencing. Let me start my speech by providing a comprehensive overview of the current state of textile industry and business scenario. This will give you a better understanding of the market trends and challenges faced by the industry, and then we will open the floor for your questions. If you have any further questions that remain unanswered after the earning call, please do not hesitate to reach out to us. Let me brief you on the industry and business scenario first. In terms of the business scenario, as we discussed during the last call also, the Indian textile industry encountered a few bumps in the road in 2022 after a good start during the year. Three main reasons that hit the sector are unpredictable geopolitical events and variable raw material prices. Secondly, the demand from USA and Europe, two of our major consuming markets, took a hit due to economic trends. And the domestic wasn't immune to global scenario, leading to less optimism for the rest of the fiscal year. Thirdly, relative price difference compared to the international markets, resulting in competitive disadvantage to most Indian textile players. In the last half a year, the world has seen a significant increase in the demand for oil and gas. This can be attributed to the restrictions on Russian fuel exports, which resulted in a scarcity of these essential commodities and a subsequent increase in their prices. The ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine and the general geopolitical instability
Mr. Bhargav, we are unable to hear you at this time.
Yes. Let me repeat. Geopolitical instability in the region only added fuel to the fire and heightened the already soaring prices, leading to inflationary pressures, not just locally but globally as well. This further reduced the demand for these commodities in the export market. The situation wasn't helped by the concerns surrounding the spread of a new variant of COVID-19, which led to a further decline in market sentiments in international markets. However, in recent weeks, there has been a noticeable resurgence in inquiries for these commodities across all segments like yarn, nylon yarn, denim, nets and all, indicating a potential for recovery. In light of the aforementioned challenges, the arrival of new cotton crops has led to a decline in prices both domestically and globally. Despite this, the prices remain higher than what is considered to be ideal. The correction of domestic cotton prices has reached around 40% from the previous peak, and the difference between domestic and international cotton prices has diminished. As a result, the spinning industry has returned to a more normal level of utilization compared to the second quarter of financial year 23. Additionally, the demand has begun to improve due to increased retail consumption and a decrease in downstream inventory levels. Overall, there has been a noticeable improvement in the situation over the past few weeks. Despite the difficult economic environment, the total textile and apparel exports of India declined by only around 12% during the period from April to December 22. The share of textiles and apparel for the total merchandise exports from India dropped to 8% during that period from 10% in the previous year. Prices of cotton yarn have increased from their peak level in May 22, but still remain around 15 to 20% higher than the past several year average. This moderation in prices has led to a decrease in profitability and revenue for spinners, impacting their performance in quarter third. However, RSWM remains confident that these temporary disruptions will eventually be resolved and the long-term outlook remains positive. The Union Budget 23-24 put forth by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has taken into consideration the needs of India's textile sector with a particular focus on extra long staple cotton. Five new HSN codes were introduced for more precise policy support for the segments and that are dependent on imports or other incentives. Additionally, higher allocation to ROTEP, ROCTL and ATAFs are expected to provide some relief. To further encourage the productivity of ELS cotton, a cluster-based value chain approach through public-private partnership was suggested. This involves collaboration between farmers, the state and industry for input supplies, extension services and market linkages. The textile industry awaits further details of the policy to move forward. The easing of restrictions in China and return of demand from one of the world's largest economies is indeed a positive sign for the spinning industry. The pent-up demand is likely to further drive the growth of the industry as more people start to return to their normal routines and businesses. Additionally, China's growing middle class and increased consumer spending power are expected to drive demand for textiles and clothing, which will further benefit the spinning industry. However, it's important to note that the global economy is still recovering from the impact of COVID-19 pandemic, and there may still be some uncertainty and challenges in the short term. It will be important for the spinning industry to closely monitor development and adjust. its strategies as needed to remain competitive and take advantage of new opportunities as these arise. With regard to the company's recent quarter performance, it's evident that utilization levels have rebounded to their usual state. The spinning division saw an average utilization rate of 80% during the quarter, a marked improvement from 65% recorded in preceding quarter. The yarn market experienced a drastic drop in prices as the industry eagerly awaited a reduction in raw material costs. Despite this, the margins have remained under pressure due to ongoing volatility and weak export demand. However, the company is proud to report that domestic demand remains robust. Unfortunately, the market has yet to see a resurgence in demand for knitted fabric and related yarns. Despite this, the company is steadfast in its commitment to expanding its share in the value-added segment and further penetrating the domestic market. The recent quarter was best for the company, but RSWM remained focused what it does best, operational efficiency and cost control. By maintaining strict expenses, the company has the resources it needs to support its growth. Although the commodity and freight markets have shown improvement, global consumer demand remains sluggish due to inflation and high inventory costs in key markets. Nonetheless, the company remains optimistic and confident that demand will eventually pick up as the effects of price normalization and a brighter economic outlook become evident. Coming to our quarter performance now, average sales realization in quarter third remained subdued on a quarter-to-quarter basis for all PV, gray yarn, cotton gray yarn, Milan yarn, PV dyed yarns, and denim. Coming to our Q3 performance revenue, it stood at INR 855 CR, down by 15% on year-on-year basis, and EBITDA for the quarter stood at INR 28 crore, down by 77%. At the net profit level, the company reported a loss of INR 14 crores for quarter three, as against a profit of rupees INR 50 crores corresponding previous quarter. For the 9 months of financial year 23, performance revenue stood at 2800 plus CR, up 5% on year-on-year basis. EBITDA stood at 251 CR, down 22% on a year-on-year basis, which translates into EBITDA margin of 9%. PAT stands at 67 crores, down by 48%, and PAT margin of 2.4%. On the balance sheet side, we have been consistently reducing our debt to equity ratio, and currently our debt equity and fixed asset coverage ratio remained healthy. On the capex side, the company has invested around 410 crores in expansion of denim, cotton Milan, and knits business and modernization and balancing equipment across all units. Additionally, capex of 315 crores is to be invested in the expansion of spinning capacity at Lodha. The delivery of machinery will be started in April 23 and a complete erection will be done by somewhere around 31st July 23. The project is underway and shall be completed by 24. Recently, RSWM has been sanctioned a special customized package by Government of Rajasthan under RIS 2019 for the expansion of denim, Milan units and 51,000 spindles at Lodha, Banswara. This special customized package has also been notified. Our team has been steadfast in delivering exceptional quality and customer service, and we are proud of our ability to outperform in this challenging environment. We would like to extend our gratitude to all of our stakeholders who have supported us through these difficulties. The long-term prospects for textile look promising. To protect ourselves from supply chain disruptions, we are taking proactive steps and expect to see the benefits in the near future. In the light of current uncertainty, we don't think it's wise to provide earning guidance at this time, but we are confident that our projects and plans remain on track and that the current fiscal year will be just a blip on the radar, not a hindrance to our long-term growth strategy, and anticipate a return to normalcy in the demand for our products and services in next 2-3 quarters. Now I am happy to take any questions you may have. Thank you so much, and over to you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question at this time may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and then two. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset while asking a question. This is required to ensure optimum audio quality on the call. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Tanush Mehta from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening. I have a few questions. The first one is that, can you give your segment-wise demand scenario for maybe your yarn and denim, and followed by the gross debt position of the company, and along with the capex requirements, if any, for the next year.
I would like to answer your question. In terms of capacity utilization, increased from the first week of February. Earlier, we were not able to use our capacity. We were having with yarn and denim and next. Earlier, the capacity utilization was short by 18%, around 18% till December. Now, we have 100% capacity utilization, and in denim, we were able to use only 63%. Now, the capacity utilization of 178 looms, it is 100%. And in knit, the capacity utilization, there are challenges, there are teething problems with us, and we hope that by end of March, we will be able to use 100% capacity of our knit business. So, we have the capacity of 400 metric ton in knit business, and in denim business, it is around 27 lakh meters. And then around 7,000 to 8,000 metric ton in yarn business. We have good order booking now, and the market now is picking up.
Okay, and so something on the gross debt position.
Gross debt position will be around 900-950, that's it, because we have repaid our loans to some extent. Around 200 CR are going to be repaid this year, and it will be around 950 only. Good working capital collect from now.
Okay. So, sir, taking all into account, the demand scenario is something which is not clear to all as of now. What would our inventory levels be, and how are we managing it as of now?
We are managing. We have the inventory levels with us. Just for a minute. We have the inventory of around 8,000 metric ton of yarn. It was used to be 6,000 metric ton. We are up by 2,000 metric ton, but we have a certain plan to reduce it, and we are going to reduce it to the level of 700 or 700 plus metric ton by the end of February.
Okay.
And this was used to, earlier this was used to, last year it was around 5,000 metric ton of yarn. In case of Milan yarn, the inventory level in December 21, it was 400 metric ton. And now in Milan yarn, it is 900 metric ton as of now we have. So It's just double, but not very much.
Okay.
There is a pressure on demand. We are pushing a lot to penetrate our stock into the market. As far as denim is concerned, we are at normal inventory level of around 6 to 7 lakh metric meters at the end of December 22. Earlier it was 6 lakh meters, and in December 22 it was 8 lakh meters. That is not very much. Inventory wise, we are managing good.
Okay.
But inventory level in case of yarn, these are high by around 30-33% with respect to the last year, December 20.
Okay, so I mean, that's it from my side, and thank you for answering all the questions.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, participants who wish to ask a question may enter star 1 at this time. To ask a question, please enter star 1 now. Our next question is from the line of Amit Goela from Rare Enterprises. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. How are you guys doing? So I just had a basic question regarding PV died. And the recent earthquake in Turkey, how do you think that will impact the demand scenario going?
Your voice is vibrating, Amit.
Hello?
Your voice is vibrating.
Mr. Goela, if you're on speakerphone, can you please use your handset, because there's a lot of background sound coming through.
Oh, okay. Is it better now?
Yes, slightly better. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So I just wanted to understand how exactly is the recent earthquakes in Turkey going to impact the demand scenario going ahead, specifically for PV diet, which is a huge segment for us?
Yes, certainly there is. There is a voice behind you.
So I will mute Mr. Goela's line when you're answering the question and unmute when you're done. So please proceed.
Okay. There is a pressure on PV dye yarn since Turkey's earthquake is there, and apart from this Ukraine and Russia war, this has added to our problem. And certainly there is a pressure because of this earthquake. Demand has came down.
Mr. Goela, do you have any other questions?
So how, as a company, are we like proceeding to handle the situation? Are we reducing the spindle exposure on PV dyed or?
No. We are not reducing the PV spindle exposure. We are using our 100% capacity. As of now, and since the demand is good in Ludhiana market, and the demand is picking up for this next season of winter, there are good order booking from Ludhiana market.
Got it. Thank you. That's all for my end.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we'd like to remind participants that you may enter star 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Amol Kankaria from Status Technologies Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations for a good set of numbers in a difficult situation.
Thank you. Thank you for...
Sir, I have a query regarding your power and fuel expenses. Regarding to the last quarter, the power and fuel expenses were 99 crores. The power and fuel is 103 crores, and this time it is 99.84 crores. My turnover has dropped down 15%. I consider power and fuel as a variable cost. So why is the cost not come down in that ratio? Hello?
Yes. Please repeat your question. What you want to say?
Sir, I want to say that the last time the power and fuel cost last quarter was 103.61 crores.
Mm-hmm.
This time it is 99.84 crores.
Just allow me to note it down, your question.
And your the turnover has reduced by 100 crores. Matlab, it has reduced in a much higher percentage. The power and fuel cost has not reduced. The cost should have come down. Na? So I just wanted to know what is the reason. And the other thing I wanted to know is ki our 9-monthly performance remains robust comparatively to the last two quarters. So can't we, is the management thinking of paying any interim dividend? Matlab, if it is a practice, it would be great.
Just allow me to brief about this power situation. In Rajasthan, you know that there are certain power cuts during this quarter. There were power cuts. Now the situation is improved, right? And
okay,
in case of IEX power, if we bought the power from IEX, it was as high as around 12 rupees per unit against the electricity board power rate of 7.92 per unit, right? And secondly, the whenever there is a situation of this is spindle stoppage and all, you will find that per kg unit power consumption will remain high if we are reducing our expenditures. In some of the cases in PV diet, let me tell you technical thing. Let us take one ring frame of 1,000 expenditures, right? And if the lot is of small size, we cannot produce the different color of yarn in case of different color of yarn on a single machine because of contamination and all quality issues. In that case, the machine will run fully and the production will be low. So the power cost in case of underutilization of capacity will always remain high.
Got it, sir. Sir, but the suggestion is over. I don't know. Currently, we have raised funds. Our debt equity ratio is good. Why don't we go for the solar power plants or other power sources, where we can reduce the cost and not depend on the uncertain power from the government department?
You are right. There are certain things into our pipeline in our plans, and we are thinking on that. And whenever the next results will come, you will find that some additional capacities of solar panels and solar plants have been added to the...
You have already done it?
Yes, we have around 27 megawatt solar plant, solar capacity with us. And we are adding the others also.
So how much is our total requirement, sir, of the power?
In terms of megawatt?
Yes, sir. In terms of megawatt?
I have to check it technically, and
I just wanted to understand in terms of percentage, how much percentage are we covered in terms of the solar power plants or whatever the other sources, our own sources?
I would love to reply you separately, and you can drop down a mail to me. I will reply you certainly with all data and all, because this information is not ready with me to reply.
Okay, sir. I understand. Okay, I will do that, Mirful. Sir, also I wanted to know about the employee benefit expenses. Matlab, considering that we don't have a variable source of an employee where, or we have all the permanent employees where if our work goes down in spite of that, but on the piecemeal basis, there are no employees which are working?
Actually, as far as this employee part is concerned, we have all permanent employees with us.
Okay.
This is not on daily wages.
No. What happens is generally in many large companies they have
going to ask this contractual worker.
Contractual workers. Yeah. On piecemeal basis or something of that sort.
These are very less. These are very less.
Okay.
But in case of capacity underutilization, we have to pay certain amount to them. Not full amount. We have to pay certain amount to them. We can reduce the manpower cost for when we underutilize the capacities. But yes, we have to pay certain amount to them. We cannot neutralize entire employee cost if we underutilize the capacity.
In the last two annual reports, we have been hearing from the management, including the chairman, that we are planning to rationalize the manpower and we are not going to hire up new people and we are going to use the old people as well.
Yes.
But we can't see any decreases in the employee benefit expenses. Matlab, in terms of your peers, what I've seen as a percentage of sales, yours is the highest.
I will reply you. We have our internal policy that we will not recruit the persons at higher position. We are elevating internally.
Okay.
Right? And we are to maintain the same employee, same cost of employees for as far as the staff is concerned, even after considering these increments and all.
Okay.
Since we are talking about this thing, since last 3 years, but if we are maintaining same employee cost, it's good for us.
Okay. One last question, sir.
Whenever new positions at senior level or middle level are arrived, we try to fill it up internally. But as far as supervisors and production workers are concerned, we can't control it.
Can I assume that even after the expansion, the employee cost will not increase?
Even after expansion, this production workers and production staff have to be recruited. Supervisor, let me take an example. If we are having a shop floor of around 20,000 spindles, and we need three supervisors for in three shifts. We will have to recruit them. But otherwise, we don't recruit managers, general managers, or chief operating officers, or you can say plant head or commercial head, like these administrative staff is not being recruited.
Got it, sir. Got it. Absolutely got it.
The
proportion will be less. But once after the expansion, considering the production, our employee cost will not increase in the same proportion.
Right. Managerial staff and administrative staff will not be recruited, but shop floor staff like supervisors, like sectional heads, these will be recruited.
Okay. Got it, sir. Sir, last question. You had taken over Kestling Textiles and the unit. So there is I think probably you are not using the unit near Bangalore. So why don't you sell that off and reduce
that? It has already been sold out.
Okay. And then
We have disposed of, right.
But then have we realized the money? Has the money been realized?
Yes, we got the money out of these sale proceeds of assets.
Okay. Sorry. Okay, sir. This is my thank you for question, sir. Thank you, Kumar.
Thank you very much. Our next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor and Company. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir.
Hello.
Namaskar.
Sir, if we look at the current business environment, what is our understanding? Where are we in midst of the cyclical nature of the textile industry, and what steps further are needed by us so that we do all the correct work so that when the cycle reverses, we can benefit from this again. As we have seen in a 1 year's time, sir, going from the highest ever profit, if I'm not wrong, to a quarterly loss, all happening in a span of two or three quarters. So what key changes that the management is emphasizing going ahead, whether in terms of product mix, whether in terms of cost structure, in order to glide through these vagaries of the market, and also some understanding where are we in terms of the headwinds that the industry is facing. Your thought on this?
Very good question from your side. And I would like to explain you what we are doing inside the company. If you will see this cyclical, you are saying that this is cyclical business. And we take the example of this cotton prices or cotton volatility in the market. We have our cotton committee, cotton purchase committee, wherein 3-4 members of purchase team and 3-4 members from operation side, business side, CFO, joint managing director and managing director, all review this cotton purchase on fortnightly or monthly basis. They have the close watch on the prices of the cotton, and we don't play with the cotton prices, and because of that only, we did not incur much losses on the side of trading loss in case of cotton. We have not incurred any kind of loss in this 9 months or in this period, and we have insulated ourselves with this installation of this cotton purchase committee, and the decisions are being taken with current price situation. Secondly, we are controlling our inventory levels, whether finished goods or whether raw material, in a best way. We have our internal policy of saying, let us say it's like, we will keep the 15 days stock of polyester, we will keep the 15 days stock of viscose and other raw materials. We are trying to keep these inventory levels within control. And secondly, in similar way, the consumables and the store consumption, we have our inventory policies, we have the review system on weekly basis, on fortnightly basis, or say monthly basis. So inventory control is the one area, and second is cost control. We have our one project KPI, in which every stakeholder of cost owner is giving the presentation that what he has contributed during this week, during this fortnight, or during this month. So cost control is another area based on which we have been able to minimize our losses in this current environment. And third one is, as we have already discussed, this employee cost, we are controlling that. These are the tools which we are following. And we have our weekly review basis of operational heads, of commercial heads, of at the level of directors also. They all review the system for cost control and inventory controls and all.
So when we look at the current environment, what are the current utilization levels? Where were we in the December quarter? If you could give the color, how was the utilization levels, and what are they currently?
Right. In I would like to give you the brief idea
of utilization of spindles or looms, the capacity of denim was being used 75% level we were using, but now we are utilizing 100% capacity. And in case of spindles, around 15% spindles were shut. Initially these were 10%, then because of low demand, the underutilization was gone up to 15%, and now it is 100% capacity utilization in case of yarn. As far as knits is concerned, we have already spoken that there are teething problems, but we are able to use around 65% of the capacity of knits also.
So, sir, going into this, we are already for 40 days into this quarter. What could be the very likelihood the top line and the bottom line posted by us is the worst over for the company in terms of profitability being in losses for the quarter, or since the current trend worst is yet to come in terms of the performance?
As far as top line is concerned, we will be plus from the last year. And as far as profitability is concerned, the third quarter of this year was the worst, and you will see good numbers, better numbers in this quarter.
Okay. Top line comparison, sir, aapne kisse kiya? Q1Q?
Top line comparison maine pure saal ka kiya.
Okay. Okay, sir.
I will be able to reach that even after this reduction of prices of yarn, of denim, fabric and all. उसके बाद में जो है वो उतना जितना लेवल पिछली बार अचीव किया था, आई विल बी एबल टू अचीव दैट लेवल.
Okay, you were mentioning about the inventory part. So for this quarter and also for the 9 months, did we have to book any inventory losses, or we do not carry inventories where mark to market is needed?
The inventory valuation is always mark to market, but
okay,
that loss, AS2 loss, I think it will not be there, or it will be minimized, I would say.
Come again, sir. Last point.
That if we will value as per AS2 cost or market price, whichever is lower.
Yes, sir.
That inventory loss, you will see substantial improvement in these numbers.
No, sir. I still did not make it, sir. If you could rephrase it, sir.
आपने प्रश्न क्या पूछा, मैं शायद प्रश्न आपका नहीं समझ पाया ढंग से.
इन्वेंट्री के लिए पूछा कि सर करेंटली ये इस क्वार्टर में एंड 9 मंथ में इन्वेंट्री लॉसेस कितने हमने बुक किए हैं या गोइंग अहेड करने पड़ेंगे, और आप क्या बताना चाह रहे हैं सर वो भी बताइए.
किस तरह का इन्वेंट्री लॉस की बात कर रहे हैं आप
सर? हम तो जो कॉटन या यान की इन्वेंट्री कैरी कर रहे हैं विद द डिक्लाइनिंग प्राइसेस.
नो नो नो, दैट लॉस इज नॉट देयर, दैट लॉस इज नॉट देयर.
ओके, और आप और क्या बताना चाह रहे थे सर? Whether my question was correct or not understood, what you were trying to explain.
मैं आपको ये कहना चाह रहा था कि जिस तरह से prices नीचे आ गई थी, since the price improvement is there, there were the valuation losses which were only accounting losses, and there is substantial improvement in that area.
सर जैसे आपने जो यान प्राइस का ट्रेंड दिया था अप टू दिसंबर, व्हाट वाज द नंबर फॉर जनवरी मंथ?
किसका?
वी हैव मेंशन्ड इन द स्लाइड द यान प्राइसेस फॉर द मंथ ऑफ दिसंबर, सो कैन यू शेयर द सम कलर ऑन व्हाट द प्राइस ट्रेंड वर फॉर द मंथ ऑफ जनवरी? इन योर प्रेजेंटेशन इट वाज मेंशन्ड.
यान प्राइसेस ऑन थर्ड सिंगल 30 कॉटन in January it was 258 or 260, and in PV 230 these were around 180.
Okay, sir. Right. And lastly, just right, sir, I'll come in the queue, sir. Yes, sir. For this, sir, if you could give some data for Milan yarn and denim prices also, sir. The average for Q3 for Milan yarn was 380 and denim was 262. So where are the price trends currently, sir?
Price trend of denim.
Denim and Milan yarn.
Denim, you can say around 250 rupees 250 per meter in case of exports. And if we talk about domestic brands, it is around 280. For commodity, it is around 150.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the last point what you mentioned, sir.
In case of export, it is around 250.
Yes.
Average price. This is average price, average sales realization.
Okay.
And in case of domestic brand, it is around 280, 285, you can say.
Okay. So when we are quoting in our average realization for Q3, we have the blended number, sir, for denim at 262? Taking into account both the domestic and the export realization, we have taken the average of the same at 262. Our slide number 11.
Bilkul.
Okay. So that is slightly higher, sir. Sir, if we take the market share, sir, in the yarn segment, what is the market share for the company? And if we take it on India basis, where are we in terms of the capacity and the market share in the in denim and in the yarn business?
It is very difficult to ask to reply this question at this stage because a lot of capacities are coming in, and there is.
Sir, aapke peer comparison mein kisko gina jayega, sir? Agar hum same product profile mein jaye.
Hamare peer, dekhiye, the commodity basket of RSWM is very big. And we produce all kind of yarns. Whereas other players are not producing the all kind of yarns. They are producing the commodity yarns. So the production will certainly be high in these cases. And if we talk about
so you can provide me with specific product wise you can give for yarn we are compared here. Yes, sir. Please, sir, continue.
We cannot compare with denim.
That is what my question was, sir. For denim, you may have a different player. For yarn business, you may compete with someone else. So I was just trying to look to whom we are competing in the market.
If you put together all our products, all our facilities, we cannot compare with any other industry. It would be wrong on my part if I will take the name of any other industry.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you so much for listening us patiently and then supporting us in this tough time. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of RSWM Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.